Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The first city-run hearing on plans to bring the 2024 Summer Olympic Games to Boston showed there's both quite a bit of support and opposition to the plan. More than 350 people came out last night for the hearing that lasted more than 3 hours.
My name is Josh Fairchild. I'm from Roslindale, and I really wish I had eaten dinner.
WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was there to hear the many concerns and questions and has this report.
Most everyone who packed the big room at Suffolk Law School was displaying Boston's latest fashion trend, wearing whatever they wanted, plus snow boots. The mayor, too, stood taller in his suit with thick, rubber-soled shoes. The snowy weather, Marty Walsh says, just goes to show why the Olympics would be good for Boston.
We saw it this very week when our MBTA system went down, when our road system went down. An upgrade of infrastructure is certainly something we can use in the city of Boston.
Many of those in the audience voiced concerns about how Walsh and the private organizing group Boston 2024 have handled the process of bidding for the Games. Some people who spoke up back the opposition group No Boston Olympics.
My name is Dan Guaracino. I live in the South End. And essentially what I'd like to know is what will it take to stop this?
Okay, I'm Lee Humphrey. I live in the Back Bay. And what I would like to know is why this process is so one-sided and unfair. I think No Boston Olympics should have equal time in these occasions to counter the big pitch we've been getting.
Hi, my name is Mark Onishuk, and I live in Roslindale, and I've grown up in Boston. And my questions were already asked, so I really don't know what to say. Well, at some point, I want to be able to walk into a voting booth and vote yes or no, or whether or not I want this Olympics to be held in Boston.
Others in the audience said they support hosting the Games, but that they just want to know more, to know how the Olympics would affect them personally.
My name is Susan Morris. I live in the Back Bay, and I want to thank you for your concept. Where is the budget to replace the ancient trees in the common that you plan to cut down to put a volleyball stadium in?
Good evening, everybody. My name is Orlando Perella. I'm mayor. Harbor Point right now, you know, is one of the most thriving mixed-income communities in the United States. So having something coming to us is absolutely wonderful for all the residents. Our concern is right now that we have only basically one way to exit the peninsula, and that's Mount Vernon Street.
My name is Yu Si Yun, and I live in Chinatown. I think that if we are able to win this bid, it will be a huge employment opportunity.
There were questions about cost, about how the Games would be financed, and how much exposure local taxpayers would have to cost overruns. But some people said the transportation infrastructure improvements envisioned by Boston 2024 don't go far enough.
My name is Brad Bellows. I'm from Cambridge. I don't think three more platforms at South Station is a transportation vision. Unification of regional rail with a tunnel between North and South Station should be dusted off and looked at, and we should find a way to do it because that's the kind of vision that really we need for the next century.
And finally, there was this guy wearing a red, white, and blue winter cap. He had a different concern.
Hi, my name's Devin. I'm from Boston. If and hopefully when this Olympics occurs successfully, do you think that Boston will be cemented as the greatest athletic city in the history of mankind?
8 more of these meetings are planned in different Boston neighborhoods over the next 8 months. Leaders of the city and Boston 2024 say they'll review all the comments, and the feedback will shape the Olympic bid that's underway. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.